Are you the jerk? I don't know. Maybe you are. Maybe I am. Am I the jerk? As always, we accept your submissions. Am I the jerk? 1310 at gmail.com. But let's find out if someone is.
I would like to start myself.
If you are the jerk?
No, you are a big jerk.
Go for Donovan.
Well, I don't think I was, but I think I'm starting to have you guys rub off on me a bit. Because usually I won't say anything to anyone.
Yeah, that's right.
Because
that's
I'm pretty passive. Mode. Well, as far as situations, right. If you're in a situation.
This is great. I'm bringing in a little confrontation.
Because, okay.
And you guys are way more violent than you used to be.
I know. It's so weird.
So I ordered some food from a family style type of restaurant.
Okay.
Why do your stories always involve food?
Because I'm always hungry, Tipsy. Always. Went to go pick it up. And as I was entering the building to go pick it up, I held the door open for a nice, nice, lovely young lady as she was walking in. She walks in. She grabs a menu to go to the place to order something to go. So I'm sitting back. She was in there before me. I'm fine. I left the door open for her. She walked in. She grabbed the menu and asked, how long is it going to take if I order something to go? And she's just kind of looking over the menu. And there was somebody just kind of staring at her. And I'm thinking, okay, maybe while she's looking, you can help me out. Because to ask what's happening, what's going on. And I was preparing myself to say, hey, I'm picking up some food for Donovan.
Especially if it's a pickup or just
if it's just a pickup. You can ask, but right. No one behind the counter. They had a lot of people working and no one asked. Well, there was someone that walked in behind me while they were kind of staring at the lady looking at the menu. And he just walked in and put his phone right up at the counter because it looked like it was kind of some kind of DoorDash or Uber Eats or whatever. And they looked and acknowledged it. And I said, dude, I'm right here. And the dude that just walked in and just put the phone up just kind of looked at me up and down and just didn't say anything about it. I was like, bro, like we don't have any order around here.
No.
And I still didn't get help.
Did you say anything?
So who's the jerk?
Is it
the person behind the counter?
Mm.
Is it the person that just walked in and just stuck the phone out because he didn't see the two people in line in front of him?
That guy.
Someone is a jerk here, and I felt like I had nothing. I was
on you at all.
So innocent.
I feel like line.
I've never been more innocent.
I feel like line decorum, especially in restaurants, is being completely abandoned.
And because you have a lot of people, and it's maybe a lot of high school kids in their job or whatever.
They're not going to keep that order back there. They're just wanting, let's just get as many orders as we can get.
I mean, I literally would have been like, I'm next.
I was trying to identify who the bigger jerk was.
Yeah.
Behind the counter or the guy that walked in and just stuck the phone up there.
Person behind the counter may have thought for whatever reason that y'all two had walked in at the same time. Maybe they're together getting an order because you didn't say anything.
Were you looking attentive at them as if like I have something to tell you?
Oh, of course.
Okay. Yeah. Then they're in the jerkiness, but I don't know.
The dude that walked in is
he's
the,
way
the bigger one.
Yeah. Especially if you kind of like gestured or said a little something and he sort of acknowledged it and it was just like, what are you gonna do about it?
Yeah. He's the
I didn't have the emoji hands up to the side. Yeah. Like,
because I've done that recently where somebody sort of just walked in front of me as there's like conglomerate line. We're all sort of at the same place. He just walks in front of me.
Man, I am.
Gives the order and I just, oh, cool. Sweet.
Just so passive aggressive.
Right.
But is there, you know,
it's not worth it. Right. It's not worth it with a stranger.
I'm hardcore line.
Etiquette? You need line etiquette?
No, like I've had like in that situation where the people behind the counter goes, can we help you? And I go, actually, that person right there was next.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
And I had that person go, oh, thanks.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, you were.
Yeah,
God.
You're next.
Or like order. A grocery store. If I have like a full basket and somebody walks up with 3-4 items, just go
you
on
go
in front
right
of me.
Ahead.
Or they're holding something. Like, go in front of me.
Yeah, you're not getting in line in front of me if I'm next. Trust me.
Yeah, I'm not that hardcore, but I was just trying to see which level. Who was more on the jerk factor?
I think Uberman is your jerk in this situation.
Man, he was pretty aggressive with it also. And it feels like sometimes if you're that aggressive, you kind of get what you want.
Yeah. No, I've been thinking that too, that maybe I should be more jerky.
I don't have that in me though.
I don't know.
I really, truly don't. I wish I did at times, but I don't. Okay. Uber Eats jerk dude. If I see you again at that certain place, it's me and you, buddy.
All right, dear Am I the Jerk? I've been going to a particular bar near my house almost every week since they opened. I get the same drink every time, which used to be one of the daily specials. The bartenders know me, and they know my drink and how to make it exactly like I like it. A new bar manager came on recently and removed that drink from their happy hour deal since it doesn't use well tequila. The bartenders have still been giving me the drink at the happy hour price for a few weeks. The manager realized this and took the button off their side of the system that allows them to change the price of the drinks without manager approval.
Okay.
Is the manager the jerk for not letting a regular have the drink they've been getting for a year a few dollars cheaper once a week? Or am I the jerk for wanting the special treatment? That's from Delightfully Day Drunk.
Delightfully Day Drunk.
Yes.
Sounds that's like a good kind one. Of person.
Yeah.
Because I love going to places where they know you, they treat you a little bit special. You've built this rapport with.
Well, and you're also spending money in that establishment right. on the regular. So and I think that the restaurant, this is where.
You take care of regulars, right. and that's why and how they become regulars.
Right.
And they're spending their money, even if you give them $2-3 right. off of a drink.
Because they will make up for it. And right. as a manager, you hope that your staff is being taken care of. And generally speaking, when you get taken care of and you're a regular, you take care of the staff.
I don't think there's a regular out there that's, you know, cheating on tips or anything mm-hmm. like that, because I don't think that person would be acknowledged as a regular if they did.
Right.
It's
right.
something special about that. And I think that manager's being a little bit of a jerk.
I don't know.
Not taking care of the regular.
I think they did kind of take care of him. It was a store policy change. So like it wasn't made against this guy that this is no longer one of our daily special drinks. It doesn't fall within whatever our rules are for the daily special. They grandfathered him in for a month, a few weeks. And then you gotta join the rest of the crew here. Like you might get a free one every now and then if you get a second one, but to constantly put it in for the $2 or $3 less, that feels like we're making a lot of special arrangements for one dude.
It also depends on if they're corporate or not, because if somebody has right, been yeah. manager at both non-corporate and corporate places, if it's a corporate place and your bosses tell you to do it, you've got to do it. Yeah, you can't no choice. Just let that sit around. But if it's a mom-and-pop type place, I think it is a bit of a jerk move, because you do have a little bit more yeah. leeway. Why not just give them the extra dollar?
Right. Like if it's a one thing, and the fact that the manager could remove the button and that button had still been there, even though they took the drink off the menu, kind of leads me to think that it was the one manager's decision of, oh, okay, well, my bar staff is still going to do this. I'll just get rid of the button.
But also, if you're a good bartender, you find ways around it.
Right.
Right.
Like, okay. if you're a good bartender with a regular like that, you'll find a way to get them some sort of better price.
I've had a couple friends that have owned bars that have flat out admitted, like, you want to, at some point, the same cost has to work for you. So it's not that you're giving more liquor or free liquor away. You are, for people to come in and spend more money, you might pour more liquor in their drink and less liquor in people you don't know, to where it evens out.
All right, let's get this one in. I'm about to paraphrase a bit because okay. it's a little long.
There's but if you're drinking during the day, you're never the jerk. So
anyway. Right. Says he's a tall guy, bladder the size of a toddler. But he'll pay extra for a seat because he realizes that, okay? Every once in a while, a group couple that is split up in terms of seat location will ask if I'm willing to change seats with one of them so they can sit together.
Like on an airplane, you mean?
Yes, on okay. a plane. If a person asking to change with me has an aisle, I will change with them. If it's any other seat, I decline and typically understand without further notice. However, on a recent flight from LA to Dallas, a married couple with a baby showed up and asked if I would swap seats with the husband so they could sit together. His seat was a middle seat. I declined, at which point the father said that the baby would act better if they could sit together. So now he's basically saying that if the baby causes a ruckus or cries, it's my fault. I recognize that people sitting around me are listening to this negotiation and realize that I'm probably going to lose. So I tell him I'll give him my seat in exchange for $40. The flight attendant now gets involved and asks me to switch seats. So I do. No 40, no free drinks from the flight attendant, and He goes number one twice on the flight. Was I the jerk in this? That's what he's asking.
I don't think so. And I've always thought this is interesting to me, because in the situations of the airlines that you choose the seat you want to sit in, why is it your responsibility that somebody else who didn't pre-plan enough to get their seats together that you have to move? I've never understood that.
And the flight attendant putting you in a situation to where you refuse, right. you are the jerk is a way more jerk move on them
right.
than you. Like, if a middle seat, I don't want to sit in
you
the
middle. You understand what
I'm... That'd be horrible.
That really would be. And I think if it's so worth it to you, give me the $40 and I'll move.
Right. I think if you are a parent and you bring your baby on a flight, you literally bought your ticket for a bad time. And you also bought your ticket for everybody on that flight to hate you as soon as that kid starts screaming. Because that is the perception. It will always be the perception. And if nobody wants to switch with you to try to make it a little easier, you bought your ticket.
I'm kind of with that. I just think that, okay, you can ask me nicely, but if you have a middle seat and I know that I'm going to get up a couple times to use the bathroom and I don't want to inconvenience that person, yeah, no, I'd rather not.
Find somebody
and
else.
And why are you picking on me?
Right, there's 150 other people on this plane.
Just go up and down and ask everyone else. Why is it directly at me so I can move and make me feel badly if I don't?
You're a real jerk.
Yeah, that's where I don't get it, because I'd say, well, I don't want to sit in the middle. Just like you don't want to have to sit apart from your family. So why is what you want more important than what I want? And then I...
Don't.
See, like 7 times out of 10, okay, man, I get it. It's a 3-hour flight. I guess
no.
If you think I should be inconvenienced for 3 hours and you shouldn't, I'll be... I guess it's according to what kind of mood I'm in. But to...
Never for
we
a
have this
seat.
Negotiation, and then the flight attendant comes over?
I would...
Dude,
we're gonna have problems.
That's when I'm probably going to be a little jerky myself. And then he does move. Like I don't think he has any jerk in him at all.
Yeah, no, it's definitely gonna be according to like the reactions around you and whose side they're on. Cause if like everybody's like, oh, I can't believe this guy's not gonna move, well, you're eventually gonna be like, well, there's 10 people around me and the airline wants me to move.
Well, then you move.
That's how I feel too.
If you're so appalled about it that I can't
believe... How many of you on here will I ever see again? None. So guess what? I paid for this
seat. It's almost like we talked last week with the catching the foul ball or the home run or whatever. Like you're being peer pressured by people who aren't going to even do the same thing.
Yep.
If it's that egregious and I'm that big of an a-hole,
why don't you
give them your seat so they can sit together?
Right.
That's what I would say. So you think that I'm wrong, so you move to the middle seat and I'll take your aisle seat and then he can have this seat.
But
how
man,
about that? Are we all
once,
good now?
Once that tide turns and the crowd's against you now, you're like, it'd just be easier if I just get up and move.
And but I feel like it's almost like everyone would be plain because
that's a jerk move.
You have
a
situation that's on board.
Like
because,
we had on the news the other day.
Right, because everyone's causing a ruckus for something that if you would have planned a little bit better, you're fine.
And then everybody there, that dad and everybody around you that's on their side is be like, it would also just be fine if you moved to the middle seat and inconvenience somebody twice to go pee. I get it from that angle too, but it's asking a lot of other people.
That's why you put your headphones on. You make no eye contact with anyone to go about your business. Right. So you won't be bothered.
And if they talk to you, just be like, oh, and they have no idea. Like, oh no, I can't understand him.
Man, I want to be around if you do that. Please, please do that on a flight that
especially
we're
that
on
one.
Together. That'll be great. Yeah, all right. That's Am I the Jerk for this Russian. Week.